to drop the gloves and get serious about saving this country. Be loud and proud, my friends, on a Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I am Steve Gruber. It is September 9th, 2019, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it looks like President Trump's road to the White House is getting a bit easier. Three states have now canceled the primary and caucus technicalities to throw their support behind the president. And no, it's not unprecedented like everything they try to tell you. It's not even close. Number two, the culture wars are the focus of the 2020 election for many people, but many on the right are lamenting the loss of America's values. But like I told you in hour number one, they're throwing in the towel far too soon. And number one, the Democrats are trying to label President Trump and his supporters as white supremacists. White supremacists. And sell the idea that this is an existential threat to the nation. But of course, that's not even plausible. It's not even plausible, and here's why. I'm going to give you some facts here. When the Democrats throw out labels like that, first of all, it damages their own brand. Because if you don't have a credible, if you don't have a credible argument, and all you do is come and say, you're this and you're that, and you're a white supremacist, and you're a xenophobe, and you're a radical, and you're a Nazi, or whatever it may be, I believe it discredits your entire argument. Which brings me back to my point that I believe the right is winning the culture war. I mean, there is a tug of war here for the center and the soul of America, as some candidates have rightly said. But the truth of the matter is, the right is winning this conversation in so many places. You just don't realize it. But when the left stoops to the point of calling Donald Trump a white supremacist, which you clearly know is not true, it discredits their entire argument. Let me give you an example of white supremacy numbers in America. Nationwide, there are an estimated 3,000 members of the Ku Klux Klan, different variations of that idea, right? 3,000 Klan members, unaffiliated people who identify with Klan ideology, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Membership remains spread across dozens of groups. The largest such clans only have about 50 members. Some may be 100, but most are less than 25 active members of the Ku Klux Klan. You think about that. A nation of 330 million people. And of those 330 million people, you've got 3,000 Klan members, right? How about neo-Nazis? Maybe they're the problem. Maybe neo-Nazis are the problem. How about the National Socialist Movement, the largest of the neo-Nazi groups in America? The NSM, the National Socialist Movement, has about 400 members across 32 states. What does that come out to, about 15 people per state? 15 people per state, I think, is all you get out of that whole deal. Think about that. Take a moment. Just let that sink in for a moment of what you're being told. And what the truth is about white supremacy, about neo-Nazis, about the president, about you, if you don't agree with the liberals and everything they stand for, somehow you're part of this existential threat to America. And the fact of the matter is just not true. Let me give you an example of what might be a bigger threat to America. All right. MS-13. This is out of Maryland. Six MS-13 gang members, illegal immigrants, all of them, involved in a deadly Maryland stabbing, the latest violence from MS-13. And I looked at this story because I was struck by one bit of information that was in this story that comes from Fox News, and that is of these MS-13 gang members here illegally, they're just part of the 10,000-plus members of MS-13 now living in the United States. 10,000 members. Active in 40 states. Active in 40 states. That's more than 100 members per state, maybe 200 members per state. Since fiscal year 2017, nearly 1,000 MS-13 members have been apprehended at the southwest border. So they continue to try to trickle in. They come in, and the violence from these folks is unprecedented. Hold that thought. The reason being is, I had to grab one more thing from the printer here of what we're working on. The fact of the matter is these groups that are being talked about on CNN and NBC almost ad nauseum are very small splinter groups, very small. And you look at the total numbers of Klan, Nazis, white supremacists, all of them. If you find every single member of every single group, it will not number 25,000 people in America, a nation of 330 million people. White supremacy, white nationalism, neo-Nazism, Aryan nations, skinheads, all of them, push them into one group. You won't find 25,000 people in America that fit into any of those groups. Not exactly an existential threat to you or to me or to anyone else. And so I wonder about why the left is so insistent and persistent on pushing this narrative. It's easily debunked. It's easily dismissed. Well, it would be, I suppose, if the media were a willing participant in trying to spread and disseminate news and facts and information. But it's not. You see, most news organizations, and CNN and MSNBC are the easiest to point out, the New York Times and the Washington Post also easy on that list. Many of these organizations have shed their journalist, the restrictions of being a journalist. They're just gone. They're not shackled with the idea of being arbiters of what's real and what's honest and giving it to you straight so you can decide for yourself. Those restrictions have long since been dismissed because they believe they're trying to save the world from Donald Trump and, well, frankly, people that voted for him. Let me explain to you how this works. When Donald Trump was elected president, we saw people sobbing in the fetal position, screaming at the top of their lungs as if something horrible had happened. And every day since, the sun has come up and America has not gone to war and the economy's gotten better. And Donald Trump has tweeted things and said offensive things and said things that seem to rub people the wrong way. But again, the sun comes up and the economy improves and people go to work and America didn't go to war. So let me cover that just so you're clear on that. And if a Democrat wins, what do conservatives do? They don't cry and gnash their teeth and this and that. They grumble about it. They say, how stupid are those people? And they get up and they go to work. And they go back to work and they do their thing. And they don't sit there and become obsessive about everything that their candidate, the candidate that was elected, does. It's a different approach. It's a different mindset. It's a different reality. Besides, conservatives don't have time to sit there and pretend they're victims all the time. They actually have jobs and things to do every day. Just saying. 14 after. Quick break. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.